This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual National Cadet Corps NCC PM rally at the Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. The theme for this year's NCC PM rally will be Yuva Shakti Vikasit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets will be performed, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. Further, the rally will also witness participation by 144 young cadets from 18 friendly foreign countries. Besides more than 650 volunteers from Mera Yuva Bharat, Education Ministry and Tribal Affairs from across the nation will also attend the rally as special guests. The Uniform Civil Code, UCC, will come to force in Uttarakhand from today, making it the first state to implement such a law. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that all preparations, including rule approval and official training, are complete. UCC aims to standardize personal civil laws, ensuring equal rights for all citizens. Mr. Dhami said, under the UCC, an attempt has been made to bring uniformity in all laws related to personal civil matters that discriminate on the basis of caste, religion and gender. The UCC seeks to establish a uniform and equal set of rules on marriage, divorce, succession and inheritance for all citizens in the state except the scheduled tribes, irrespective of religion. It makes registration of all marriages and live-in relationships mandatory. Uttar Pradesh government has declared the entire Mahakumbh Mela area in Prayagraj as no vehicle zone from today. The decision has been taken to ensure smooth management of the massive crowds expected on Mauni Amavasya on 29 January. The Integrated Control and Command Centre has been activated to monitor crowd density and ensure that no excessive gathering takes place at Sangam Noj. Quick response teams have been deployed in high-density areas to handle emergencies. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today to participate in the Mahakumbh. Mr. Shah will also take a holy dip in the sacred waters of the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of the rivers Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. The Home Minister is expected to meet several saints including Shankaracharya Puri and Shankaracharya Dwarka. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has emphasized that the central government is making every possible effort for the empowerment and prosperity of farmers. He said this while interacting with the farmers specially invited by the government on the occasion of the 76th Republic Day in New Delhi. In Kerala, four persons, including two women, drowned after they were swept away by strong waves off Thikkody Beach in Kozhikode last evening. The mishap took place when five persons, part of a group from Kalpeta in Wayanad district, ventured into the sea. In the Women's Hockey India League, HIL, Odisha Warriors lifted the inaugural edition title after they registered a hard-fought 2-1 victory over JSW Surma Hockey Club in the final at Ranchi yesterday. Rutuja Dadasopisal was named Player of the Match for her two crucial goals. In the award ceremony, Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren presented the trophy to Odisha Warriors skipper Neha Goyal. In a social media post, Mr. Soren congratulated and extended his best wishes to all other teams and their players who displayed their wonderful game in the HIL. In the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India stormed into the semi-finals with a commanding 8-wicket win over Bangladesh at Biomass Oval Stadium in Kuala Lumpur yesterday. After being invited to bat first, Bangladesh managed to score 64 runs at the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In the Indian Super League, ISL football, Mumbai City FC defeated Mohammedan SC by 3-0 at the Mumbai Football Arena last night. Today, Mohan Bagan Supergiant will host Bengaluru FC at the Vivekanand Yuva Bharati Kiranangan in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.